We're here at the beautiful Arizona Biltmore Hotel for Texans 360. I could get used to this place. Here for the annual NFL meetings. Now, Bob McNair, Texans founder and CEO, coming up in the next segment. But first, we had a chance to catch up with Texans head coach Bill O'Brien. Coach, what's it like for you to be at these meetings? What do you get out of it? And be around the other head coaches in the league?
It's always, for me, I just look at it as a privilege when you're sitting in those meetings with the 31 other coaches, and you look around that room and you see the great coaches in the game. I feel privileged to be in those rooms, and I like catching up with some of the guys that I know.
Coach, the quarterback situation, you have to feel excited about having two guys that you know so well going into this competition.
Yeah, no, I feel really excited. Our staff is excited about it. We've got two guys here that know how to prepare, that know how to win, and have won in this league, both in different amount of exposure, but both guys have won games, and they know our system, so we're excited.
Obviously, you just spent the year with Ryan Mallett. How important was it for the organization to get Brian Hoyer?
Important. You know, important that we have a guy in there, another guy that understands what we're trying to do offensively, understands what it means to compete, understands the philosophy of our team, and most importantly, is just a good person, another good person in the locker room.
What about what you're working on right now as a staff, preparing for the draft and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're preparing for the draft. That's a big part of what we're doing. And then we're also, we just got done and we're in the process of continuing when we get back a staff clinic where each guy stands up and has a little subject area that they cover, and it's really been good. It's been good that we've had a lot of interaction with our staff, and good questions and answers, and a lot of things have been getting done.
Vince Wilfork, you have great familiarity with him. What does he bring to the table for the team?
Well, he's an excellent player, one of the best players at that position in the league. Obviously, his leadership, his knowledge of our system, his knowledge of our coaching staff, and his knowledge of our philosophy and what we're trying to do here. He's a winner, been to four Super Bowls, won two of them. So we're looking forward to having him on our team.
You have a lot of players who are coming back from injuries and that kind of thing. And really, the whole team is not available to you until April 20th. So how hard is it to let go as a coaching staff and hope that the guys are rehabbing and doing all the things they need to do?
Yeah, there's not much you can do about that. You're trusting in our last team meeting that they listened to what you said, right, and how important it is to stay in shape and get those injuries healed and rehabbed and come back ready to go for OTAs. So, you know, you just have a lot of trust. These guys are professional football players. They know what they need to do, and they'll be back and ready to go.
You've always said you're a game plan team, game plan offense, game plan defense. How much of that can you get ready right now at this time of year as you put the team together personnel-wise, and you know the opponents you're going to play, you just don't know when?
Yeah, we do a lot of studying of our opponents, especially our divisional opponents. We look at these guys a lot, and we know our schedule as far as who we're playing, like you said. So we pick some teams out that we need to, that we're maybe not as familiar with, and we need to get more familiar with. So we're able to get a lot of things done.
You can see more of Bill O'Brien on HoustonTexans.com, of course. And Texans founder and CEO Bob McNair is also coming up here from the Arizona Biltmore Hotel. But first, University of Texas Pro Day was this past week, and DP Sidhu was there. She caught up with Shireen Williams of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
We're here at the University of Texas. The Longhorns Pro Day is just wrapping up. I'm here with Shireen Williams, a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter, and covers the NFL for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Shireen, your thoughts on today and how it went? You've been to quite a few pro days, Texas A&M, Baylor, and such. What did you think of today in Austin?
Well, it's not sexy whenever you don't have a quarterback, and A&M was the same way. We had Johnny Manziel there last year, and, of course, this year there's no quarterback, so a little less excitement. And for Texas, you know, this is going on 4 or 5 years now when they haven't had a quarterback. So it'll be a little more exciting when they get a quarterback in here and start having quarterbacks on pro days that we're going to see go in the first round, second round, places like that. And we did have the quarterback at Baylor, so that one was probably a little more exciting than any we've had so far. But there's certainly players here and players to watch, and they certainly drew a pretty good crowd out here today.
Obviously, no head coaches. Everyone's in Phoenix for the owners' meeting. But what sort of representation did you see from across the league?
Well, I think we had six position coaches here. And then Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator from the Patriots, was here. And, of course, that's what the Longhorns did last season. They played defense. They played very good defense. So there's a couple players, several players on this defense that the scouts wanted to see. And so they got a good look at these guys, some of whom could be pretty high draft picks, including one particular guy that I know we're going to talk about, but they do have some defensive players that these scouts are very interested in. And they were all defensive position coaches, I should say, who are here. I should note that. So it is defense that these guys are looking at today with the Longhorns.
All right, let's talk about that defensive player. I assume you're talking about Malcolm Brown, the defensive tackle. How did you think that he did today, and what have you been hearing from scouts on his performance?
Well, he stood on his 40 time and his bench press and all that from the combine. He did very well at the combine. And out here, he just did position drills, and they were pleased with the way he did. He was the only defensive lineman to work out, so the workload was taxing on him. But they were very pleased with this motor, how he got back in there sweating at the end and still had some gas in the tank at the end. So they were pleased with his work effort today, and he is going to be a first-round draft pick. There's no question about that. Talked to four or five scouts leaving here today. They love the guy. And all of them are hoping, a bunch of them are draft lower in the first round, hoping he is down there late in the first round, but it does not look like that's going to happen. He's going to be probably a mid-first-round draft pick, and has performed his way into that. And the Lions defensive line coach talked about his consistency last season, and I think that was a big thing with him. He was very consistent, and he's a very good player, as the Green Bay Packers head scout Lonzo Highsmith said.
We're all over the place on Texans 360 this week. Austin, Arizona, a little bit from NRG Stadium, of course. Coming up, Texans founder and CEO Bob McNair. Also, something different from J.J. Watt. Stick around.